Democrats won't be voting, Haley mocked for keeping campaign alive in South Carolina. By Wendell Hussebo on January 24, 2024. Republicans and political pundits mercilessly mocked former Governor Nikki Haley on Wednesday for moving her campaign to South Carolina instead of dropping out of the GOP primary. The mockery underscores Haley's lack of viability in the South Carolina primary, despite being the state's former governor. Watch, Trump shades Nikki's non-victory celebration, she can't get away with bullshit. After former President Donald Trump gave Haley a sound drubbing in New Hampshire on Tuesday, the consensus among Republicans, media personalities, and Trump opponents was that Haley should graciously concede to Trump. Haley refused to drop out, however, deeming the election a great night while making it clear she viewed the race as far from over. On Wednesday, she claimed Trump lied about her globalist record and that Republican voters in South Carolina would not fall for the alleged lies. Haley's globalist policies are quite clear. Believes in defending Ukraine's border with American taxpayer funds. Supports importing migrants for jobs that would otherwise go to better paid Americans. Urges not to call illegal aliens criminals because they're not. Donald Trump's only strategy is to lie about me and my record, Haley posted on X. That's not going to work in South Carolina. The people of South Carolina know that I cut their taxes, passed one of the toughest immigration bills in the country, and moved thousands from welfare to work. Verified X users quickly pummeled Haley for her claims. Ma'am, Democrats won't be voting for you in SC in February. We are a red state. Trump signs are in everyone's yard here, Casey Linnae commented on Haley's post. Many of the voters who cast a ballot in New Hampshire were not Republicans. According to CNN exit polling data, 70% of Haley's voters were not registered Republicans, a massive number for a candidate who claims to be a conservative. Nikki, you literally just had like all of the Dems vote for you and still lost, lol. What margin did you actually lose by in reality? Asked an account named Don, Disruptor. Nikki's record is that she's now lost two primaries by a wide margin, ex-user Paul Acipula said. She'll certainly lose South Carolina by a lot more. She has no path to victory. She's just wasting donor millions that could have been better spent helping Americans in need. Nikki is horribly selfish. Watch, Chuck Todd, Nikki Haley is not campaigning to win. Stop acting like you accomplished anything, Patriots press account commented. You got 70% of your votes in NH from non-Republicans. Your own party despises you. Drop out already, we're so tired of you. As Haley looks toward South Carolina for her first win, though very unlikely, she appeared to ignore the upcoming Republican primary in Nevada. The lapse of focus on the next primary contest highlights her lack of seriousness as a viable candidate. The structure of the primary is really amazing, she told PBS in January. Iowa starts it. You change personalities, you go into New Hampshire, she said. They continue on, and by the time it gets to South Carolina, she added, it gets bigger going into Super Tuesday. There's something very cool about the process. Wendell Hussebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X at Wendell Hussebo or on Truth Social at Wendell Hussebo.